I think we're going to have a rotation. You know, I can't sit here and tell you, you know, here's our guys, that's it. I think we'll be a rotation type group. I think if you look at most fronts defensively in the National Football League right now, if you're a 3-4 team, people are playing 5-6 guys a game.
Yeah.
And they're rotating them. 4-3 teams are playing 7-8 guys. So I think that's extremely important, especially if you're playing no huddle tempo type teams. So, you know, I think we got to put a good group together. I know one thing, we have one hell of a coach in Kolar, and he'll get the most out of them. So it's a priority right now. We need to get better there also, and so that is, you know, obviously a priority as we move forward. But I think we'll play a lot of people, Money.
Concern that as you go to the 3-4, that Trevathan and Marshall will miss some offseason
yes.
reps?
Yeah, it's a concern, but there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, they're going to be fine. They're going to be back. You know, I'm hoping that, you know, part of their offseason, obviously it's going to be a mental offseason for both of them guys more than anything.
Right.
But I'm hoping through a lot of the walkthroughs and things that we do, they can be a part of some of that, you know. But, hey, it is what it is. And but a lot of times through stuff like this, through issues like this, you'll find some younger players that you may never know you were going to find. So it'll just give other guys an opportunity, but we'll continue to move forward with what we do. And but they're going to be fine. They're doing both doing fine.
You mentioned the draft earlier, so if you think back to when Von Miller was coming out,
mm-hmm.
it kind of stood out. Evaluating players that you remember about?
I've known Vaughn for a long time. You know, us Aggies, we stick together. So, but, no, he just, you know, Vaughn's ability to run, you know, to get after the quarterback, I mean, it's, you know, it's as good as there is in our business. And, you know, so, I mean, you're always looking for guys like that on the edge that are difference makers, you know, week in and week out as far as rushing the passer, knocking the ball out. Those type of things. I'm sitting here thinking about watching him play in the Pro Bowl. I was so impressed with how hard he played in the Pro Bowl and how well he did. But, no, we're excited about Vaughn. You know, you give Wade edge players. He's done a lot of great things with them. And so, you know, he's as good as you can have. He'll obviously play on the ball. Last year he played off the ball a little bit more. He'll play on the ball the majority of the time this year. So looking forward to getting him going.
The Patriots being the defending team to beat or any kind of?
I don't know. I don't get concerned with that. I stay concerned with us. You know, I mean, we're the key is we got to be as good as we can be. So stay focused on our team. Obviously, we have great respect for them as an organization and a football team. But, you know, we got to stay focused on the Broncos and do everything we can to be as good a football team as we can be. And, you know, you have to be good enough to beat everybody in this league, not just one team. So we'll stay focused on that.
Do you feel confident in the moves you've made that the Broncos are going to get back to where, you know, where you've been?
Well, we just got to get back to work, you know. I mean, we've lost a few players, but we've got some good young players too, and sitting here talking about our draft choices and all those things. So we've got to get some of those young guys going, but that's part of our business nowadays. I mean, you're going to can't hang on to everybody, but you got to be able to develop players and, you know, get them going in your system you know, give them an opportunity. So, yeah, that's what we'll stay focused on right now. Thank you, Bet.
You missed the Pro Bowl twice. A chance to coach.
Yeah, I know.
Huh?
I know.
05.
Yeah, I could have had nice vacations and I had to go to work,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, twice in a row. I just thought of that.
Yeah.
When you left the first time, the Broncos were a 4-3. Mike was a 4-3 defensive guy, and somewhere between then and you coming back, you rotated toward the 3-4.
Yeah, I did. We actually started a 4-3 in Houston. I don't know. I've become a believer. I think when your roster's set for a 3-4 defense, you've obviously got a lot more athletes as far as guys that can run, linebackers on your football team, and you're a little bit more heavier in that position and special teams wise. I think it helps you special teams wise. Now, does that mean you're always going to be that way? No. I mean, you know, sometimes in coaching, maybe it's a coordinator that you're chasing or trying to put on your staff that, you know, you feel that good about him and he's a 4-3 guy. But I know from a roster standpoint, I think a 3-4 gives you a lot more athletic guys, numbers-wise, at the linebacker position that can help you be a better special teams unit.
What about, as an offensive coordinator, do they have just a few more wrinkles or tricks that are difficult?
You know what it does. It doesn't really matter either way, Mike. I mean, if you're like, okay, we're going to work against a 3-4 team all the time. Well, you know, you look at our schedule, and I don't have it in front of me, but you may have a schedule where you're playing 12-4-3 teams. So as a coach, you have to go organize your training camp to where you're doing 4-3 work. I mean, you may have to do a lot of card work and stuff to prepare for the season. So it really all depends how that plays out. But, no, that's always an issue. It's no different for the defense. I mean, if you're a no-huddle offensive football team and you play in a division that's got, you know, two other teams that run the hell out of the ball, well, how do you get the defense to work? So as a coach, what I've always done is once the schedule comes out, try to break it down. These are the things we have to be ready for. These are the things we have to work on. So it gets down to a percentage of work time, and, you know, you make sure you get ready to go.
After your last year in Houston, I think some people were surprised you got right back into coaching. You didn't take any time off, especially when you had that episode at the end of the year. What was that? I guess you're the type you didn't feel like you wanted to get out, or you wanted to play back, or
I guess, you know, I don't know, Mike. That little thing didn't scare me the way maybe it scared some other people. Okay. I know exactly why it took place. I know exactly what I did to myself, and so I learned a lot about myself during that.
What did you do? Work too hard?
Basically, I ran myself right in the dirt, and I had some warning signs that I was doing that, and I didn't listen to myself. So I came out of it. I felt fine, and obviously you're disappointed, but I think, you know, in life, in football, I mean, everybody's going to have disappointment, and, you know, you'll probably learn more from that than you do anything, and I felt like I learned a great deal, and, you know, I got a lot of phone calls over the course of the next couple of weeks and had some really nice opportunities out there, and I knew right away I wanted to get back after it, and but I think everybody's looking for that place or that person that you know. When I talk to John on the phone, I know how John runs his team. I believe in the way he likes to win, and so for me it was a easy transition to. I knew I wanted to go to work for him because I just like what he stands for and how they run their football team. So I have a lot of the same beliefs.
Yeah.
Well, I think I take a lot better care of myself, you know. And then I think sometimes you, as a coach, you can't do it all, you know. And I've learned that, and I've got good people around me, and so, you know, without getting too detailed on stuff like that, I just think I learned so much about, you know, be careful, you know, let them do their job, let them, you know, don't try to, I don't know. I don't want to go back there anymore. Hopefully, I won't go back there again. So,
how much of your offensive line is set right now?
What do you mean? How's it set?
How much of it is set?
Well, obviously, our left tackle. Manny and the young man who played right tackle last year.
Vasquez.
I mean, those guys have been pretty much staples of what's going on. Obviously, Will is like I said, he's still free. You know, that's something that we continue to work on. But I would say those three guys have been, you know, they've been anchors in what they've been doing. And then from there, we're going to have to, you know, have a very competitive situation. But obviously, Vasquez, we expect him to come back inside. You know, we'd like him to come back inside. So, right tackle, we've got some issues. Guard, we've got an issue. And then obviously these young players at the center position. We like the Schofield kid, too, so we'll see. We think he's got some flexibility. So, we'll give those three guys, those three older guys will continue to go, but after that it'll just be very competitive.
Shelly Smith Ben are going to compete at left guard?
Well, Shelly, you know, the one thing we got to find out about Ben, which I don't know, I haven't been around him, but there's some people, Clance and Rick, there may be some center there. We don't know.
Okay.
We're gonna kind of, you know, take it a step at a time and see how much progress we can make this offseason and make sure we settle down before we go to camp. But I know Shelly has played there for me. That's something he's done. I would like him to calm down and just play guard because I think he can be very competitive from a starter standpoint at the guard position. But, you know, how the center position pans out will probably have a lot to do with that.
Thank you.
But we have multiple players that we think are swing players, I guess, is what we're trying to say.
Gary, how important was it to keep Demaryius, and how are you going to make up for not having Julius?
Well, Demaryius is special. No, that was extremely important. I mean, and he's, you know, such a young player too. But how do we make up for Julius? I was asked that a while ago. I've always believed you don't try to replace a player. You know, you just try to make sure you play that position well. He was obviously very productive, but my history in our offensive scheme with our tight ends, I think our group will play well. I got a lot of confidence in them. Obviously, we got two guys right now who have experience, but I think the key is that the position plays well. Not try to say Owen or Virgil, you got to do the same thing he did. I don't think you go there. You just, you know, we need to be productive at the spot.
How much will getting back a healthy Monte Ball help?
Well, it will be important because all those guys are young, you know, and I think they've all kind of had, you know, with me looking from the outside in, I think all three of those guys, along with Hillman, they've all kind of had their little spurts of success, you know, with the club when they've had their opportunity, but they're all young. So, you know, who's going to be the bell cow? Who's going to play every down? Who's going to be a three-down player? And, you know, they got to sort that out. You know, CJ showed the flashes of doing that. You know, obviously injury for the other one, but, you know, we'll see. But the fact that they're young, you know, I like that, you know. And so we'll give them all a chance, see how it pans out. But CJ's obviously had a good head start on things.
Coach, I think there's five or six coaches in this room who've spent at least some time directly around Ray Rice. You obviously weren't around him that long, just that part of that off season. Mm-hmm. But in what has been a league of second chances, we saw Greg Hardy get signed this week. Do you think there will be another chance for him to at least work out for a team or have,
you know,
some opportunity,
I mean,
in this league?
I mean, those aren't my decisions to make. You know, all I can tell you is I was around Ray throughout an off season and throughout a brief period in training camp, and he worked extremely hard. I know it was very important for him to come back this year and play well, coming off the year before I got to Baltimore. And, you know, he gave me and his teammates everything he has, you know. I talked to Ray a couple of times. I know he's working his tail off toward another opportunity, but, you know, we'll see. That's not my place.
And that's sort of the point of what I'm going to write is a lot of people who know him directly would vouch for him to make that call, but this is an organizational call. It involves the owner and the owner's family. It takes a consortium of everyone to say we're willing to go there. It's almost one that, to me, is above even a head coach's head.
Yeah, I mean, but I think you see those things happen in this league. So, I mean, like I said, I'm not the one to sit here and tell you this is how I would do it or I wouldn't do it. I can only tell you, you know, for me and my time with him, he did a hell of a job. So you want the best for everybody. You want the best for him and his family. You know, all my conversations with him, I know he's working his tail off toward that. And so I just wish him all the best, him and his family.
Did he sound sort of down in the dumps when you talked to him, Coach? Or
No, Ray was Ray. He's always, we spoke very well. And, you know, so like I said, I mean, bottom line, I just, you know, hope things work out for him. You bet.
Yeah, Gary, having coached and prepared for Peyton as an opponent for so many years, what's it going to be like being on the same side as him?
It's going to be good. I'm looking forward to it. I guess fortunately or unfortunately, I've had to play him many, many times. You know, my time in Denver, we played him quite a bit, had a few playoff games with him. And obviously my time in Houston, we played him plenty. So, I've been around him. Obviously, got great respect for his career and what he's done, and it'll be nice to line up with him, you know, at this stage. So, just very impressive. What's this going to be, 18 for him, Patrick?
18.
That's a long time to be doing this. You know, what'd John make it? 16?
16.
16. So, looking forward to it.
Anything because of his age that you have to back to modify again? Practice schedule, because he's not one that likes to take reps off.
No, it's interesting. He and I talked about that, and I know his mindset is totally the other way. But I think I have to get a feel for that. I have to watch, you know. But I think you as a coach, you have to make those suggestions to players. You have to say, hey, you know, maybe you take Wednesday here. You know, I don't know what that's going to be until I get involved with it on a day-to-day basis. But you know, sometimes you have to really, you know, the great ones, the reason they're great, you have to battle them on things like that because they're used to being a part of it every day. They're used to having, you know, that under control every day type situation. So, you know, we'll see how it works out, but I want to do what's best for him. I went through the same process with John late in his career, and it was a battle for me and Mike to, you know, to do some things with him. And, you know, I can remember some of the adjustments we made with John's from meeting standpoints, from a practice standpoint, for training camp, you know, things like that. And but he battled us too, and that's why they are who they are. So,
Coach, how often are you speaking with Peyton Manning?
You know, in the past week, I haven't talked to him. He's been taking a little break himself, you know, with his family and doing some things. But we talked quite a bit throughout the course of the last month and a half, and we'll get together here in 2 weeks for good, you know. So we'll start our off-season program. But I know he's been working, and we've had correspondence, you know, with some of the things we're doing football-wise as far as, you know, getting him books and stuff like that to try to get him a head start on what we're going to be doing offensively. And you know, so the normal stuff, you know, but it's been very good, and looking forward here in a couple of weeks getting going.
What's it like for you to be able to bring in Owen Daniels, a player you had experience with when you had coaching in Houston, and then getting to coach him again when you were in Baltimore?
Well, it's, you know, it's good. You know, first off, we needed him. I mean, we kind of rebuilt our tight end position a little bit, and to have him come in, he knows our system. He's a fine player. But he's a heck of a person, too. He's a leader type of guy you want in your locker room. So, you know, for me, it's very easy to recommend him to John and to the organization because I know he fits, not only as a player, but as a person also.
Coach,